This is Fashion, written by Firecat23, read by Mistborn Hero, a Batman Criminal Minds crossover, rated for general audiences, featuring the BAU team and Dick Grayson. It is tagged for Minor Dick Grayson Wally West, Halloween costumes. Discoing! Dick Grayson is Nightwing. Dick dresses up as the Flash. He is a sap. Dick Grayson works at the BAU. Summary. Costumes are fashion, especially when a certain vigilante is involved. Dick surveyed the office. It looked like he was the first one here. Hutch's door was closed, and no one else's bags were at their desks. Good. This meant he would get to observe all their reactions to his costume whenever they walked in. And it meant that they wouldn't be able to hide theirs from him. It was strange to be at the BAU in anything other than business, somewhat casual wear. Garcia had suggested that for Halloween, they should all come dressed up, so he had taken the time that past weekend to drag his boyfriend to the local Spirit Halloween store. He and Wally had spent a good amount of time laughing at the various overpriced costumes for sale, including a Batman costume that looked like it had been microwaved and a Superman costume with fake painted-on muscles that were so wonky even an elephant on a tricycle would have done a better job. They had had to spend a good half hour combing through the costumes to find one that was simultaneously presentable enough that he wouldn't be left out of the watchtower when photos inevitably made their way there, while also being silly and cheap-looking enough that no one would ever suspect that he would possibly have a connection to the Flash. So, there he was, midweek in the BAU office, dressed up as his boyfriend. Not that the team would ever know that, though. Not if he could help it. The first member of the team to arrive was Hutch. Dick could barely hold back a snort of laughter when he saw his supervisor. The man had managed to find a Batman costume that was at least marginally better than the one he and Wally had seen at the Halloween store, but not by much. While the mask didn't look like it was melting, the fake padded muscles were placed off. Not a word, Grayson. Hutch sent him a stern look, but lacked the vitriol. All right, Hutch, I won't comment, but I thought you were planning on dressing as Superman. Why the change of heart? He said, fighting back the chuckle that threatened to escape. Rosie, I lost a bet. Hutch replied, turning to continue on his way to his office. The next person to arrive was Rosie. He had gone a little lazy on the costume. He was wearing a shirt with the Green Lantern logo printed on it, and a cheap toy ring on his hand. All in all, not nearly as elaborate as Hutch's outfit, but at least it fit him well enough, and didn't come with anatomically incorrect fake muscles. Nice getup, Grayson, he called out to Dick, before he made his way to his desk and started getting ready for the start of their workday. There had been a bit of a commotion when both JJ and Emily arrived wearing Wonder Woman costumes. When JJ stepped out of the elevator, arriving about 5 minutes after Emily had, they had stood for a moment before they had both burst out into laughter. Dick had even convinced them to recreate the Spider-Man pointing meme. Spencer and Garcia arrived together. Spencer had clearly gone all out on his costume. Unlike the outfits of Hutch and Rosie, Spencer's looked like it had been put together over a longer span of time, and some of it might even have been homemade. He had made a scarily convincing replica of the wrist computer that Tim usually lugged around, which actually lit up. Reed had also managed to acquire a utility belt somewhere, though Dick doubted that it had even remotely the same carrying capacity as a bat belt did. Even so, Spencer had managed to replicate Tim's getup with a level of accuracy that was immensely impressive and slightly worrying for his cover. Garcia was decked out as Batgirl, the first Batgirl to be specific. Seeing the costume hit him like a ton of bricks. It was nostalgic to see a surprisingly good replica of Barbara's costume, but somewhere deep down, it hurt to see it, especially knowing that she would never don the mantle again, that it had been ripped away from her by the Joker. "You two are looking good. A proper dynamic duo," he grinned at them. "Thank you, Dick. I actually made a good portion of this for a convention, but seeing as we were all going to come dressed up, I couldn't pass up the opportunity." Spencer damn near beamed at the praise. "Batgirl at your service," Garcia bowed with a little flourish. "Now off to my personal Batcape I go. I have some files I need to look through. And Spencer, send photos of my baby boy when he gets here, okay? I need to see how his costume came out." Derek was the last of the team to arrive for the day. Whether that was for the better or for worse was yet to be decided. What was clear, however, was that his arrival caused uproar within the BAU. Dick didn't know whether to feel flattered at Derek's costume choice or insulted at the general reaction from the rest of the team. What was so wrong with Disco Wing? Derek had actually done quite well on the details of his costume, impressive considering how quickly Batman had forced him to retire the outfit. There were very few photos available of the suit, and they were mostly poorly lit. He really did feel flattered to see the effort Derek had put into his costume. It was nice to know that at least one person in the BAU could appreciate true fashion when they saw it. "You all like it?" Derek did a spin, showing off every angle of the costume to more laughter from the other agents. He had come dressed as Disco Wing. "I wasn't certain, but Penelope convinced me it would be funny. I mean, the best Halloween costume is clearly the most ridiculous vigilante one, right? Who would ever willingly wear this unironically?" "Okay, approval revoked." Dick must have made some sort of choked noise, because suddenly everyone's eyes were on him. "I mean, you have to admit, the cut does wonders for your figure." The entire team burst out into laughter. "Grayson, that's the single worst hero outfit I've ever seen, and there was a period of time where Superboy just wore a t-shirt." Emily interjected between fits of laughter. "That outfit is a crime against fashion and the planet." They spent the rest of the day alternating between ribbing him over his defense of the Disco Wing costume and teasing Hutch over being dressed as Batman. While Dick was still convinced that the team just wouldn't know good fashion if it bit them in the nose and proceeded to become a homicidal maniac, it was at least nice to spend a day amongst friends. The end. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2024. I hope you've enjoyed, thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today. This is... forgot to put my headphone in. Okay. This is... my stomach growling, apparently. Okay. third time. This is fashion. Watchtower when photos inevitably that was presentable enough that he wouldn't be inevitably that he wouldn't be left out of the watchtower when photos inevitably made their way there.